Glad you're here. I want you to open your Bibles, please, to Psalms 23. And I want to say again, thank you so much to the church, to individuals, and to all of you who have sent cards and special gifts. We've just been blessed. Amen. I love this time of the year. September and October, I think, in almost 50 years of ministry, is probably the busiest 2 months I've had. I don't know when. I think I did five funerals, four weddings, preached four revivals, one camp meeting, as well as all the other stuff going on. And then the last Sunday of November, Miss Francis and Brother Barry, by the way, keep Miss Francis in your prayers. Ask God's blessing on her. And thank the Lord for them. But all the decoration, the celebration of the life of Christ, and all the activities, the ladies' circle, and everything. It was all wonderful, and then the musical program of the choir and special music last Sunday, and the children's program, Miss Shirley and Sherry and those who helped to do that. That was absolutely awesome. I've just had a great time. Had all our family together, and then yesterday morning, we had the biggest crowd we've ever had for the Highway Shepherd Outreach Ministry. Over 100, Brother Danny counted them two or three times, and it's over 80, and then a crowd came in and counted again. He just told me it was over 100. And JC and all those who helped in the kitchen, thank you so much again for doing all that, feeding everybody, and it was a blessing. And I know that people went all different directions putting out CDs and the goodie bags. And I thank the Lord for that. I got a phone call early. I mean, it was been 1 or 2 o'clock, I guess, in the afternoon yesterday from a family down traveling. And they had got a bag down at south of the border. And Jane and TG and Pokey and all of them went that way. And she was just praising God and testifying what a blessing that was, and just thank the Lord for that. So I'm thankful for that. And I love the music of Christmas. All this afternoon's been wonderful. Now, I've confessed to you before, I don't have a problem with a Christmas tree. I love them. My wife loves them. You can go to our house and find about 9 or 10 of them stuck everywhere. But I love all that. I just do. I consider it just, I know the meaning of Christmas. I know about that Christ is my Savior, and I don't have any problem with that. And everything I see just reminds me of Him and the joyous children and all those things. It's a blessing. I just like it. I like the eating part of it. Praise God. Say amen right there. Me and Brother Danny are growing. Brother Danny Allen are growing in, some people are growing in grace. We're growing in grace. Say amen. But, Danny told me a while ago, you'll have to get the rest of the story from him, but he said, I'm wearing the same size pants now I wore when I graduated from high school. Now, but you'll have to get the rest of the story from him about that, but that was a good one. But I run a dial on the radio when I'm out, and of course we've got some CDs of Christmas music. You hear all kind of stuff, you know, about Christmas, and they made up everything in the world, the old classic, Jingle Bells and all of that like that. And then, that modern-day classic, Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer, all those type of thing. But there was one that, when I was growing up, that was real popular, was a Christian song, and it said this, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. And you know what? I don't even think I heard that all Christmas. Maybe you did, but I didn't hear that. All I want for Christmas. And then I hear people talking about, you know, what do you want for Christmas? That's kind of, you know, you start maybe the first part of December and you're asking all the children, what do you want for Christmas? And then other people, you know, the kids want you to make a Christmas list. And what do you want for Christmas? But I want to tell you this morning, there's a shadow that falls from the Old Testament across the cradle in Bethlehem, and there's a shadow that falls from Calvary back across the cradle in Bethlehem, and I believe it's all tied together. He did come, a child born, a son given, that we might have everlasting life. In the book of Matthew, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. But that old song said, all I want for Christmas. I told them I didn't want anything. I didn't know anything. I finally put down two or three things. But I want to tell you, connected with Calvary and the death and burial resurrection of our Lord, I got all I want for Christmas at Calvary. Amen. I want you to look with me, please, and I'll just read a couple of verses, and if you want to turn to them, you can. But in Psalms 23, I made reference to this psalm again some time back. But I read the first verse for you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Now turn over to Psalms 34, maybe, if you have your Bible there before you. Turn to Psalms 34 and notice what it says in verse number 9. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there's no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And then I want to call your attention to a New Testament reference that kind of ties all that together. All the way in the New Testament, in the book of Colossians, and in the book of Colossians, in chapter number 2, I want you to look with me, please, at verse number 9. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 9. And listen to what it says in that passage of Scripture. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom ye also ye are circumcised with the circumcision without hands, to the putting away the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. He says back in verse number 10, ye are complete in him. Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, I want to thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for this time together on this time that, Lord, we acknowledge and recognize to celebrate the birth of our wonderful Savior. Our Father, we thank you for giving that greatest gift, the unspeakable gift of your Son. And Father, I pray, God, for our dear friends who have gathered, who've come to worship you. I know they've been blessed as I've been blessed. We've worshiped already, our Father, in the congregational singing, the special music, and the giving of tithes and offerings. And God, I pray you'd speak to our hearts once again now as we share from our hearts something that you spoke to me about. And I'll thank you and praise you. Lord, if there's a lost man, a woman, boy, girl here, I pray you convict them of their sin, draw them by your grace, and save them for Jesus' sake. And God, I pray, God, that, Lord, that you'd help and encourage God's people once again. Thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. What a wonderful time to remember what Christ has done for us. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, that old song said. But I want to say to you tonight that in Christ, I got everything I want for Christmas. In Christ, you got everything that you want for Christmas. There's no want of those. There's no lacking in us. First of all, I suggest to you this morning that in Christ, I got the forgiveness that I so desperately needed. The Bible said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of that sin, we are accountable to God. The wages of sin is death. He holds us accountable for that which is past, the Bible said. That not only the sin that we write fresh in our mind, but for all the sins in the past. But the Bible said that Christ bore all of our sins in his own body on the tree, and that he paid all of our sin debt. And the Bible said that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. And thank God, because he died and because of that, I got what I needed for Christmas. I got all of my sins forgiven in his dear Son, that greatest gift. He paid my sin debt and he paid yours. My dear friend, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a blessing to know that at Christmas, I got what I wanted. I wanted forgiveness for my sin. And you have it if you've trusted Christ. And if you don't have it, you can have it today, because he died that you might have everlasting life. He said, I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. Thank God for Christmas, amen, because I got for Christmas what I really needed. I got forgiveness for my sin in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, another thing I got, and that you, if you're saved, you got at Christmas in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, I got a family relationship with God the Father, amen, and with all the saints of God. When I got saved and you got saved, God gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for us, that gift at Christmas time. He came to give us everlasting life, but he also came to make us part of a father, of a relationship, a family relationship with a father. He's no longer God. Years ago, no longer just called God. Years ago, Brother Avery Rogers, who's my mentor, and I talked to him about witnessing soul winning with people, and he said one thing I watch for and listen for when people pray, when they say they trusted the Lord, I want to see what they say. He said, because the Bible said that when the Holy Spirit of God comes into their heart, the Bible said the Spirit of God cries, Abba, Father. You see, a lot of people talk about God, and they'll talk about God on television, anywhere else. It's the Lord Jesus Christ they have a problem with. But a lot of people believe in God. The Bible said the devil believes and trembles, but he's not a saved devil. He'll be in hell for all eternity. But my dear friend, you can believe in God, but when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you get adopted into his family, and he becomes your father. And so he is God. He's great God. He's still awesome God. But when you got saved, you got a wonderful family relationship. And when the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. He didn't say you pray like this to the great God of Jehovah and all of that. He said, you pray like this, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when I got at Christmas time, I got what I needed. I got a family. I got a family relationship with God the Father and then with all the saints. Boy, listen, if you say by the grace of God, there's something about being around God's people. I love to be around the house of God. I love to be around the people of God. And Regina and I have gotten cards and phone calls from people all across and emails from people across Texas and everything. But I'm thankful for the relationship I have through the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that I have a family relationship. Boy, I got that. They did a little special the other night on television about adoption and all those children, the hundreds of them that don't have a family. And several of those kids said, all I want for Christmas is a family. I'd like to have a family for Christmas. I'd like to have a home for Christmas. Well, when I got saved and you got saved, thank God at Christmas, we got a family relationship with God the Father and with God the Son and with God the Holy Ghost and with all the saints of God of all the ages. And thank God for that. I'm thankful that at Christmas time, I got what I wanted. I got forgiveness, and I got a family relationship. But I'm going to tell you something else I got at Christmas. I got a friend that sticketh closer to the brother than a brother. You know, I tried to write out a few little notes to different ones and things, and I do from time to time. And I honestly mean this with all my heart. I'm thankful for what people have done for me and my family. But I'm going to tell you, one of the greatest joys of my life is the friendship of God's people. I'm just thankful that God gave me some wonderful friends. But you know, of all the friends that you and I've got, at Christmas time, we got the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Thank God for that. I got all I wanted at Christmas. I got my sins forgiven. I got a way to have my sins forgiven. I got that wonderful family relationship. And thank God I got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I have a good family. My family, well, listen. Somebody texted me the other night while we had all our crowd there on Christmas Eve night, last night. And we've gotten big. I mean, it's a bunch of them. And they've gotten loud and loud and loud. And I got tickled every time I see Brother Barry and his family. I think years when we first came here 20 years ago, Julia married Brother Linwood, and they're precious people. But we just talked about our families. And Julia said, you know, at around Christmas time at our house, the one that talks the loudest is the one that gets hurt. And I thought, that sounds just like us. Amen. But we're getting louder. Somebody said last night, said, I believe this is more chaos than it normally is. But you take two-year-old and throw it right in the middle of a bunch of packages, and you have chaos you can't believe. But listen, all of that, every bit of that, God's been good to us, gave us a wonderful family. But, you know, he gave us a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I don't care what you're going through, what kind of heartache, what kind of sorrow, he'll never, ever leave you or forsake you. And thank God for that. He gave you a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And then when I got saved, and you did at Christmas, he not only gave us his own son, but in him, we're complete in him. And we got everything we needed in him. In him, I got forgiveness for my sin. I got a wonderful family relationship. And I got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. But at Christmas time, in the gift of his son, my dear friend, I got a faithful supplier of all my needs. He said this, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. When you got connected to God, when you got connected to Christ, when you got born again, you became an heir and a joint heir with Christ. Everything you've got, you've got a fortune you couldn't calculate. I mean, there's no way for you to ever estimate what God's done for you and what he's going to do for you and what he's got for you. You, my dear friend, listen, when you, at Christmas time, I got all I wanted. I got a faithful supplier of all my needs. He has an unlimited supply. He said he'll supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Boy, I got all I wanted for Christmas. I got somebody that I can depend on when everybody else forsakes me. I'm glad I got a friend that sticketh close to their brother. I'm glad I got a faithful supplier of all of my needs. But you know what I got when and you got at Christmas, and it's all I want. I got a future that is secure in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. If you know him, you've got life. I was looking today, and I ran across a verse I hadn't never seen, and I'll preach a message about it sometime along the line, but it's in the book of Judges, and it's a prophecy here about going into the promised land. And I've got a future that's secure. I have an inheritance, a fortune, an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. But here's what it said, the Lord said to Israel in regard to their going into the promised land. When ye go, ye shall come into a people secure and to a large land, and God hath given it unto your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. He said, I'm going to give you a land where there's nothing like it. I'm going to give you a land that's going to have everything you'll ever need. And when I got saved and you got saved, and when Christ came at Christmas, he came to forgive all of our sin. He came to make us part of that family. He came to be a faithful friend that never leaves us or forsakes us. My dear friend, he came to give us a future that's secure and take us to a land where there is no want. Wow. Isn't that something? I'm not a bit hungry now. 30 minutes from now, I'll be hungry. And I feel like I've eaten enough, but I'm a little bit like Billy Kelly. Billy Kelly, old evangelist, weighed about 400 pounds. He was known for his preaching, for his singing, for his eating. He'd eat a horse. But he's in a revival one time. This lady, boy, she put out chicken and mashed potatoes and everything else you could ever imagine that was good. And Brother Billy eat, and he got through, and he said, ma'am, I'm full slam up to here. And she said, Brother Billy, I hate to say that. She said, because I got a banana pudding big as a washtub. He said, that's why I saved my neck right there for that banana pudding. Hey, Scott, can I tell you that in Christ, we're going to a land where there's no want. We're going to a land, my dear friend, where there'll never be another tear shed. There'll never be any hunger there, no thirst there. There'll never be any loneliness there. There'll never be any sorrow there. We're going to a land where there is no want. In Christ, at Christmas, I got all I wanted. Amen. Can you say that tonight? Amen. Amen. Will you bow with me in prayer tonight? With every head bowed, every eye closed. I got at Christmas all I want. At Calvary, he paid my debt. He paid my sin debt. Made me part of his family by trusting him as Savior and Lord. I got all I wanted. Now, wouldn't it be an awful shame? It's a horrible thought to think that anybody would die and go to hell at any time. But to think that somebody could go through this time of the year, even in this secular nation, where they hear gospel songs or Christmas carols, hear the Christmas story recited so wonderfully as Wendy did a while ago, hear that scripture over and over again, that unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, and not know that Savior. Wouldn't it be something? And I'm going to tell you, I love it. I love to be around God's people anytime. This is a great time. I love to be around the house of God, the people of God. And this year seems to me like it's been just overly blessed to me. I've just enjoyed it so good. I'm thankful for it. None of that had been possible if I hadn't trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And that great gift is available to anybody and everybody, but if you don't ever accept it, you'll never know the joy of it. You'll never know that forgiveness of sin. You'll never know that family relationship. You'll never know that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You'll never know the faithfulness of his supply. And you'll certainly never have a future that is secure. And I challenge you tonight, boys and girls, men and women, young and old, if you've never trusted him, he extends to you tonight the greatest gift of all in the person of his Son, everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And if you're here tonight, you've never accepted him. It's a personal thing between you and him. He knew you before you was ever born. He knew you when he died on that cross and bore all of your sin. And he knows your name. And right now, if you'll call on him, he'll save you. Believe in your heart that God hath given him, that he died, was buried, and rose again. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I encourage you right now to call on him. Ask him to come in your heart and save you. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessing, Lord, of giving your Son. Thank you, Lord God, for all you've done for us. And we ask now, God, the Holy Ghost, to bless every family here. Most of these people, no doubt, Lord, know you in a real way as Savior and Lord. God, I pray that not one person would leave here with a question mark, but they'd know that they were saved and heaven's their home. And God, I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.